ओम शांति। ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। थैंक यू। Om Shanti. Everyone say Om Shanti.
Good morning. Good morning करें, golden morning करें, diamond morning करें.
Should we say good morning or golden morning or diamond morning?
बाबा ने good morning हर रोज की ऐसी कर दी है.
Baba has made every morning such a good morning that if even one good morning was not auspicious, then it just wouldn't seem right. It would feel like the rest of the day is also not good.
इसलिए
so
golden age में जाने के लिए diamond
in order to go to the golden age, we have to make every day diamond morning. If we simply become gold at this time, it's not a big thing. But now it has to be a diamond morning. That way we can go to the golden age. I feel very fortunate, not just fortunate, but multi-million times fortunate at every step. Why? Why do you think that is? Because wherever Dadi sets foot, there is income. Wherever I set foot, wherever all of us set foot, there is just income, nothing but income. Yesterday, Dadi was given a topic which she's never received before. And Jentipan received the topic, Jewels of Knowledge. And Dadi got the topic of giving a massage. And so it's like a test because suddenly to be given a topic and then they're waiting to see what's Dadi going to say. Sorry, Jentipan was given the topic meditation jewels. So it's only when we have jewels that we can have meditation. Otherwise, meditation would be very ordinary and time would just pass by. But to have such stability, such concentration, remembering what Baba has said and revising that, and then Dadi would say, Acha, very good, Acha. And so people ask Dadi, what does she mean by this word Acha that she says so often? And it's revealed on the face. And if something was not good, not Acha, then how would the face be? So when we see something that's very good, the face looks as if it's reflecting that very good thing. And people see that others have very good things and they think they don't have such good things and start thinking, well, if that became mine, then wow, wouldn't that be great? So knowledge are jewels, and I don't think anybody really, truly realizes the value of these jewels. What does a jeweler do? Looks at every jewel and sees the beauty of each jewel, and then thinks that when I get a good customer, I will show them this very good thing. And so the feeling that we want to show Baba the best things within us and want to give others the experience of the goodness that's within the self. So when we inculcate these jewels of knowledge, then we polish them and that becomes our possession. So how can it be our possession? How can these jewels be mine when I don't When I let go of all the ordinary things which are like straw, like hay, and keep the jewels of knowledge, then they can truly belong to me. But if I want to keep the straws, the little bit of straw of the ordinary things of the world, and we still desire to keep the jewels, no, forget it. But stones are rough. Daddy wears sandals, you wear shoes, and if even a tiny little stone comes into the footwear, then you feel hurt by it and you want to remove it straight away. You don't want it to penetrate, cut the skin or penetrate. And so previously, we were all like rough stones. We moved along in a rough way. We spoke in a rough way. And we thought in a hurried way. And we used to speak very hastily. And so Baba taught us now, have patience, speak with patience. Those who are very royal, their face shows this royalty. They won't be out to swindle anyone. But a person who works in a grocery shop, they can do something like that. But if Baba were to do that, Baba's honor would be lost. No one else can do this type of showing one thing, being something else, doing something else, this type of deceiving people. So Daddy shared many stories about Baba with us. Another story that Baba's father used to sell grain, and 12 rupees for a sack of grain, or maybe 15 rupees. And then,
and
Baba went to a jeweler. Don't remember the name of the jeweler, but Brahma Baba found a job there. He found a job there. Baba was so honest, so very honest, that the boss said to him, become my partner. He didn't have as much faith in his own son as he did in Baba. And so honest that he won the boss's heart. And so he thought, I don't know whether my own son will look after my business, look after this shop or not, but if this one looks after the business, then that business will last for a long time. And then, after a while, the boss said to Baba that you are so good that you can open up your own business. And so that's then how Baba opened his shop in Calcutta, in Newmarket, where Daddy had been. And what a lovely shop. And Baba had such good power of discernment and such honesty that even the great kings had a lot of faith in Baba. Baba's customers were like the royals of Nepal, and very good customers would come to him. And Baba had such intoxication that the customers were simply giving him paper money and he is giving them real diamonds. So Baba had such honesty. Baba never gave sorrow to anybody. Baba never thought of his assistants as servants. And he had a few young boys working for him, and Baba saw that one of them found out that one of them had been stealing. Baba never slapped anybody, but Baba didn't even report it. Baba simply called the boy and said, if you wanted something, you could have asked. All you have to do is ask, and not to take anything without asking in this way. You shouldn't steal in this way. So Baba explained to him. So that is also learnt in this way, that if anything is required, needed, then ask. And to have such generosity of heart that nobody needs to have the thought of stealing. Also to feed others before you eat, to be so sensible in this way. So those who have an honest heart, they also have a very generous heart. Those who say, I, they have a small heart. Those who say, mine, they have a distressed heart. And they have the thought that whatever is others should belong to them, and whatever is their own, nobody else should touch it. So today's Murli is on honesty, but Dadi loved her childhood. Don't even ask, it was such a lovely childhood. And you know, there's no she said, I'm not speaking too fast, am I? Yeah, the translation's okay. I mean, I'm not too fast. So, you know, when there's honesty, you are able to speak very easily without holding back, without getting stuck. So Dadi had gone to Punjab at one time, and she had to speak there. And because Dadi had read the Guruvani, this Sikh scripture, she was able to speak it with such flow that even they could not. And so Dadi had been invited to a Gurudwara to speak, and she was told that she should cover her head before she comes, and she said yes, she'll certainly do that. And so when she went and she spoke to them, she was just seeing the difference between what's in the scripture and what their practical practice is. And first they ask God, give me this, give me that, give me the other, and they'll put 5 rupees in front of the images there. And so first they wanted so much from God, and what were they prepared to give? Hardly anything. And then they would go to their business place or to the shops, and they would feel that if I'd been to the Gurudwara first and then I go to my business place, then the business will be good. So in Ahmedabad also, if they go to the temples first and then they go to their workplace, then they'll earn well that day. And so all day they're thinking about their health, their wealth, their children, everything else. So they've never had the thought about they themselves being very good in the first place. Not to have any desires. They never have that thought that I shouldn't have any desires. And Baba says, children, the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. What can death do to such an honest soul? And people don't have this kind of attention. And so in childhood, when we were told the stories of Dharamraj, then we always used to think that we would always look at our own actions and see, are my actions such that I can go to heaven? And so people cheat in front of God, and they would want to have an experience of heaven, and even there, on the gates of heaven, they would be in front of Dharamraj and in front of Jai Vijay, as if the embodiment of victory, and say that, okay, just let's have a taste of heaven first and then we're prepared to go to hell. So this is what they would think. And so how could anyone allow them into heaven first? Yet they think that there's so much power in falsehood that they dare to say, well, let us taste the sweetness of heaven first, then you can send us to hell. So meditation means to receive love from Baba, power from Baba. Not that you have to ask for it, but you receive it automatically. And so, not to ask for anything. Is Joyce comfortably seated? Or would you like to come further forward here? Joyce from Worthing. You'll see, I'll call her. She's looking after Worthing. Daddy Gulzar suddenly said to Daddy Janki one day, "Where is that one? That one who used to be in GRC at first, where is she?" And I said to Daddy, "Who?" And then Daddy Gulzar said, "You know, the one who used to keep GRC so clean, whose health was not so good." And I said, "Daddy, she's very well, she's good." And so this is Joyce, the amount of service Joyce does. And Jasmine, it's true, isn't it? Yeah, she does so much service. She has so much happiness, power. And you see how Joyce is. See how she moves along. And she made very nice apple pie, actually, for Daddy, just recently when Daddy was in Worthing, and very nice. And so she did that with so much love. And so Baba has such love for those with an honest heart. There can never be the thought, Baba loves this much more than the other one. No, that's like stealing. Because some people, they can't bear to see Baba give love to someone else and think that Baba has more love for them, and they think Baba gives drishti to them and forgets about me. And so what is this? This is foolishness of the mind. So explain to your mind, "Hey mind, you're so foolish. What are you thinking?" God gives Himself, knowing what He has to give. And I am the child of the bestower of fortune, the child of the bestower of blessings. I am the child of the greatest donor. And who thinks in this way? But if you simply think, "Oh, it's, this is what's going on, this is what's happening," then it's like your heart is out of rhythm. And what will your destiny be? Okay, at the moment, everybody is though BK in white dress, just moving along at a snail's pace, in a sense, and letting time go by and not really making that effort that Baba wants to see. So yesterday, day before, Daddy's been taking a stick to everyone and just been telling us everything direct. And if somebody's just moving along just for the sake of it, then of course Daddy would feel sorry seeing them. And so yesterday Baba said, "Let there be innocence of waste or wastage," as if you don't know what waste is. "Let there be such purity, cleanliness, a deity of such purity and cleanliness." So, of course, there'll be deities in the golden age, but people should see us as angels from now. If you think of deities, of course, they are number-wise. As Baba had said yesterday, Krishna, then Lakshmi and Narayan, either others in the world out there keep Krishna in front and Lakshmi and Narayan afterwards, but for us, we keep Lakshmi and Narayan in front. And so for us, it's better to keep angels in front of us, because that way we go beyond the things of time and the things of relationships. Because this is the confluence age. With truth, we can pass every situation, go beyond it. And that is our greatness. Some may be sitting in the boat of truth or on the tracks of the truth, the rails of the truth, not looking here or there. Just that thought, that feeling, Baba is taking me with him. Baba is taking me across. If there are other passengers, They're there, but no love for the others. They are also there in order to reach their pilgrimage place. And so pilgrims between themselves cannot have love. We live in an impure world, and whilst studying together, whilst moving along together, people have love for each other, but that is an impure world. But for all of us, we live together, yet there is such detachment and a loving intellect for one. So one is love, that is described as love, three types of love that he's going to describe now. Pyar, love, that can be false. And prem is the love in which the gopis were intoxicated in love for God. Preet, the third word for love, is the one that's described as a loving intellect where there is absolute faith. And there is detachment. And then we can be the embodiment of love, prem swarup, embodiment of love, but detached. We can be the natural embodiment of love, knowledge. And when we are this, then there is bliss. And then we can say that one has truth, one is the living embodiment of those virtues, and then we are blissful. So there is that concentration in which there is that unshakable faith, and on the basis of this, we are that in that state of bliss. So play with the jewels within yourself and polish them so they sparkle. Inculcate the jewels in your life so that then others see this as you move along. And those polished jewels act in such a way they give light so that the path becomes clear for others too, and they become free of thinking wastefully. And then the things of your past finish so that you don't think things of the past anymore. And whatever were the experiences of the past are all forgotten. And so it's we who cause ourselves grief and sorrow. It's not anybody else from outside, because we remember the past things. We deliberately bring them to the mind. And the things of the present are forgotten. They even forget where they are in the present, because they're so lost in the past. Because the past is the past of the end of Kali Yuga, Iron Age, and it's because we haven't destroyed our sins through the power of yoga. And it's because the sanskars and nature of the past have not finished through yoga. So the past is like ants and insects that make things that make our lives unhappy. So now that is going to tell us very directly. The other day she was somewhere else and she was saying to people, what are the lives of human beings like? Human beings can stand on their own two feet. With their hands they can earn an income and they can feed themselves. They can work with these hands, they can perform good actions, and they can eat with these hands. And with these feet they can move around, they're on their own two legs. But look at animals, what are they like? They cannot feed themselves with their hands. And it's that they are on all fours, and therefore they move along the way other people want them to move. Even with horses, you hold on to the reins and make them move along. But the difference is with an elephant, still on four legs, but very honest, is able to feed himself with his trunk. And we have the experience in front of elephants. If you put paper note, it will pick it up and pass it to its owner sitting on the top. You give him a bit of paper, newspaper, it will recognize that this is not a note, paper note. So if you've sat on an elephant, it's very stable. But sitting on a horse is quite different, not so stable. So an elephant is so honest. But if a little ant went into the ears of an elephant, that would make the elephant unconscious. Such huge ears, and just a little ant can make the elephant unconscious. And birds are not able to have hands to feed themselves, and they feed on what people feed them, grain, seeds, and they find things that they peck away at and eat, and you see how they chew the food and then they feed their chicks with it. Baba used to explain in this way, in the beginning, how much love the birds have for their chicks, that they feed them so nicely, so well. So a bird doesn't have a permanent home. It'll sit on one branch or other and then fly to another. So its nest keeps changing. And so where does disease start from? It starts from dirt. And so the animals of today, the things that are born these days, are as a result of dirt. They've born through dirt. And so those samskars of dirt still have not left. There's so much dirt and filth in the world. So the things that are born or grow these days, they grow through dirt. And we have been born through Baba. And so there's such a difference. But the things that grow in the world now, they are things that are grown in an artificial way or through dirt. And when our effort is so good, then we can show how we have been born, and souls then sparkle. If there's even the thought or sign of whose Lokic children you are, then there isn't that total transformation. So not to have any attachment nor any sign of who you Lokically came from. And so previously Vedi says that there used to be comparison that this one is like their mother or like their father or like their Lokics. Okay, they may have been very good, yet they were Lokic. And they had some or other vices. They weren't viceless. So why should I be happy that I'm the daughter of such and such a parent, such and such a father? But okay, it's very good that my final birth, our final births have been very good. But we should be comparing with Baba, this Baba, Brahma Baba. Or to think that this one's features are like that one, well, even that is a thing of shame. To say that our features are like the features of Lokic family. No, each one can make their effort and belong to Baba and be very good. Some say to Daddy, yes, they saw their Daddy's Lokic sister and there's a resemblance. So Daddy says, if anybody does this sort of comparison, then think that that's an insult because they should be comparing you with Baba. And so to follow Baba in each one of Baba's points, each one thing that Baba's taught us, And in this, we have to be number one. And so we can say, yes, it's thanks to Baba. Baba's taught us so well. We like the things Baba's taught. We like Srimat. You ask somebody, can you do this? Will you do it? And they say, well, I'll think about it. I'll see. So what will you think? Who are you going to ask? Who are you going to consult? So what does it mean? It means that there's a chance to have elevated thoughts and elevated reward, but this is not even remembered. They're listening, but there isn't awareness. Awareness of this elevated effort, elevated reward, such easy effort. And Baba, we say, yes, Baba, and Baba says, okay, child, and Baba gives the child strength. And we don't even realize how his power is working in our lives. Who would he give power to? For one who takes Baba's knowledge and makes that knowledge belong to them and then gives that knowledge to others. And so, if somebody mixes their own stuff in the knowledge and then gives knowledge, then they cannot be called Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, and Baba will not even think of them. But this knowledge is given by Baba, the bestower of knowledge, and if we use that knowledge and we don't even use the name of the Brahma Kumaris, then what is that? Before they used to say to me, not to keep saying God, God all the time, don't keep saying Baba, Baba, just to keep the audience happy. Even in the UN, they said this to me, and I said, all of you, be quiet. Because Nadi is very stubborn in this respect. And so, who is it that has brought us this far? And it's not through any other way that we've got here, but it's by keeping the things Baba has taught us in front of everyone. Which human being is there in the world who thinks in a pure and positive way and interacts and relates with everyone in a pure and positive way? A father and son don't do this. Husband and wife don't do this. And so Baba has given us this work to do with pure thoughts. And when we are peaceful, then our thoughts will be pure. When our thoughts are pure, when we are pure inside, then our thoughts will always be peaceful and there'll be love for Baba and there'll be happiness in the heart. That happiness will come into the heart and all the things that caused sorrow, the things of mistake will leave the soul. And so who is giving us that power that we don't make further mistakes? So who is it that gives us that ability to create pure thoughts, elevated thoughts? Who is generating that within us so that we don't have any thoughts of revenge? It doesn't matter what others may be like with you, to have such good bhavna. Who has given us the strength to have this type of bhavna, these types of pure feelings, thinking that instead of thoughts of revenge, but that hope and desire that others should change? But I have to change, and how is it that I have to change? I have to become completely viceless. And when is it that I have to do that? I have to do it now. Somebody asked Dadi this question. So first is to be completely viceless first. When we have the aim that I want to be completely viceless, as Dadi was asked yesterday. As we heard yesterday, okay, we can say Brahma Kumars and Kumaris have become free from the vice of lust. And people here, BK say that lust is the greatest enemy, and so they accept this, and that here we are not allowed to get angry. If we got angry, then it would spoil the name of the Brahmakumaris. And then who would you show ego to? Because after all, what do we have? What is there to have ego about? Here somebody may be very rich, or they may have something as little as a little bit of straw, but both sit together and study together the same things. Someone may put 8 annas in Baba's box, some will put even more, but who will Baba give more love to? So what ego would you show? What ego? Say someone has a very lovely face, but what ego can you show here? And so, in the path of bhakti, they say that Kali is loved by Rama. That, and so that he says, I'm very glad that I don't have good looks, because I don't want to attract anybody in this way. And so, greed and attachment are not so obvious. And so, it's greed that leads to attachment here and there. Sorry, it's attachment that's visible here and there. They become attached to this one or that one. But greed is where we have interest in food and clothes, and we desire these things. And lust is something that is still hidden. And to be beyond attachment and beyond greed. So when one is royal and real, then greed cannot attract them. Yesterday, Daddy remembered a song when she received this topic. Gentleman was there to translate. And the topic, which was meditation, jewels and massage for Daddy, the line of the song, who created this game, this play? He did everything and hid himself away. That line that he remembered, that we are the saplings who are interested in food and good clothes, and that's all that's in the intellect. And the shadow is that of the face and the body. And so how can people of this description listen to knowledge? How can they keep knowledge? Those who have just interest in food and drink and clothes, they have this shadow of name and form in which they trap others, or in which they become trapped. And so such souls cannot come under God's canopy, God's canopy of protection. So these are very deep matters that he remembered from a song. And so this is why Arjuna was taught so well for so long, and then finally at the end he understood. So whilst in this body, we have to make ourselves completely viceless. Not just viceless, completely viceless, because greed and attachment are hidden within the soul. The soul is aware of this, though hides it from others. Others are not aware of it, but the soul is aware of it. But through lust and anger, you're able to see these things through the activity through the face, but greed and attachment are not so evident, but they're hidden. And so they are like bandits. They hide. So attachment is even more subtle than greed. So we say that we've become free of iron chains, but we have that attraction for the golden chains. We hold on to them. Such a soul can never be really concentrated in Baba's remembrance, have happiness, and experience truth within themselves. They may at some time have that experience, but it's not possible for them to constantly be the embodiment of the awareness of Baba. So to be honest with the self, honest with Baba, and free oneself from greed and attachment. So one thing that I like of Baba is that I remember all the time, that is, either there is the father or there are the situations that are remembered. So if I'm remembering situations, then there is the likelihood of sin. But where there's the father's remembrance, situations are not remembered. If situations are not remembered, there cannot be sin. So look at the scales, that which is there, Bap, the father, or Bap, sin. So it may be a small situation that I'm remembering, but there'll be some or other sin as a result of it. So I should remember the father. And if I'm remembering situations and sin as a result, then there will be things like forgetfulness and mistakes, and there'll be time wasted. And so Baba says, in all of these cases, where there are situations, there is hopelessness. Hopelessness brings all things of confusion. So one is being deceived, the other is deceiving others through your drishti and through your attitude. And then you trap others. And so that's even greater sin. Through your selfishness, through your desires, you trap others, and that other poor thing has got trapped. So what does that make you? The sins of the world, people of the world, are different. Our sins are different. We are the mouth-born children of Brahma. It's not a small thing. If the merchants and warriors have done something sinful, that's not a big thing. But for a Brahmin to do something wrongful, that is a big mistake. And it's a very long ladder we have to climb. If you climb it, you'll taste the sweetness of the sweetness of heaven. But if you slip, that's it. You're crushed. And so I hear stories of this one having a fall, that one had a fall, and they hurt themselves. And why? Because of some or other mistake. In Madhuban, Dadi Gulzar and myself were sitting in teacher's class. Dadi wants to share these things, so the time's up. Baba was speaking the murli of carelessness. So Baba has been in this wave of telling us about carelessness, laziness, making excuses this last season. And so excuses make us careless, and laziness also makes us careless. And so very good chance to have chit-chat with Dadi Gulzar nowadays. And so I said to her that with carelessness comes mistakes, and then the mistakes are great, but they're even greater than the carelessness. And so Dadi Gulzar said, tell the class the things you told me this morning. And so there was very good chit-chat. So the teachers come from different zones, and so instrument teachers of all the zones were there. And so a lot of clarity through that class. So if somebody feels a push from somewhere, it's through their own mistake. If there's some accident, it's also as a result of some mistake. And so carelessness is childishness. If there's some kind of bankruptcy, that's through some mistake. At that time, they're in darkness. They don't know what happened, but they didn't see where they're going. They're in total darkness. And so throughout their life, there have been such mistakes. And through mistakes, they do sinful action. They don't even realize it. It's as if somebody is making them do wrong actions. There's so much godly service, so much chance of God's company, and instead of all of this, they secretly go into bad company, impure company, not even bad company, impure company. And so that used to be so strict that she wouldn't allow somebody to drive her anywhere if she felt that person had something in their heart which was not right. And so daddy would not go in that person's car. Nobody can just joke with her in a senseless way, because even that is time lost, and there can be mistakes in that. And so I would not do anything that Baba would dislike, that Baba would not have liking for. So if we do anything that's against Baba's system, say sometimes when the children are young, then Baba might say, okay, the child is young, but still the child is making some excuse, and so it's falsehood. And so there may be a headache, or the person may have a headache, they may be breathless, but though that's because they're making effort, Baba will help that child. But if a person is simply making excuses that I have a headache, then Baba would not help such a soul. There's one sister who's sitting here, and she said to Daddy, she has constant headaches. And Daddy said to her, I will not let you go from here until your headache is gone. And why is there this headache? It's because there has been the wrong kind of thinking. And so remove all this wrong kind of thinking. And so the punishment of Dharamraj is from now. It's not going to happen just later on, but it's from now. And so if you don't create your happiness from now, if you don't reap the fruit of happiness from now, then it's not going to come later. Let it be from now. And so I said to Daddy that wasteful thoughts, unnecessary, useless thoughts come again and again, to the extent that they make a person sick. But good thoughts don't come so readily. So isn't this some kind of punishment? Think about it. So when you listen to the Murli today, see what Baba is saying. If for 1 minute you have bad thoughts, wasteful thoughts, then slap yourself, put yourself right. Say to yourself, now be quiet, give yourself a good shake. So as we heard in the Murli, if some Lokik father saw his child doing something wrong, then the Lokik father would slap the child. Here, Baba doesn't slap us, but here, Maya penetrates, makes you do something wrong, and then slaps you. And so you cannot turn your face to God then. This is why we have to be so alert, cautious. So that this question, that the more effort we make with reality and royalty, with an honest heart, doesn't matter what the state of the body may be, maybe we don't have any wealth, my hands may be completely empty, but Baba's help is there. As Baba said, he will even enable a lame person to walk, a poor person wealthy, a young person mature, and have the wisdom of an old person, and say to them, don't just show the force of your youth, but Baba can make an old person youthful. When we give everything to the Father, then see His magic. So Baba is creating the religion of truth, the kingdom of truth, and in this I am Baba's companion. So there is happiness and power experienced. So as Daddy was saying last night, that when we perform good actions, there's power received, and there's happiness because you receive everyone's blessings. But when you have yoga, that's what gives you power. It is that power comes through yoga. And then in service, Baba gives double power. Because when we do service with love, with sweetness, we relate with others, then we have happiness and Baba's power is there also. When I do service with that sweetness, with love, we receive love from others. But what is power of yoga when we are able to give others good vibrations, have a good attitude for everyone, so that nothing is wasted? And that openness to enable everything to be used in a worthwhile way, so that you give happiness to others. So in this way, Baba fills our treasure stores to overflowing. So you see, Daddy has been talking quite strictly with us today and the last few days. Yesterday, Daddy met one sister, and she said to Daddy, some time ago, you said, if you make really good effort, Daddy will give you a silver cup. And so, yes, that sister made effort, and she said, Daddy, I've made this effort. And so Daddy gave her a silver cup. She's saying, you see, Sister Jensi, I had to give her a silver cup because that sister showed that she made good effort. So here, what will everyone claim? A golden cup, a diamond cup? As Baba has said, Baba is preparing a golden cup for us. So Daddy would like Jensi Ben to share a few words. So then Daddy explained about the question that had been put to her yesterday and what she had spoken on yesterday.
So. There's a call from India.
Okay,
so.
It's not a call from India, I think. Daddy just wants the translation. But no, Daddy's saying she'll understand Jayanti Ben.
आरती को भी आना है ना यहाँ किसको आना है अतुला
एंड सिस्टर आरती इज आल्सो कमिंग
लास्ट डेज हैव बीन एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बी इन द नॉर्थ ऑफ इंग्लैंड एंड सी अ वेरी बिग ब्यूटीफुल फैमिली हैडन बीन फॉर अबाउट 6 इयर्स दे रिमाइंडेड मी बट द फैमिली हैज ग्रोन सर्विस हैज ग्रोन एंड इट वाज अमेजिंग प्रोग्राम्स दे हैड इन 3 डिफरेंट प्लेसेस इन Leeds in North Wales, a place called Mold near there, and also in Manchester. And the topic was an interesting one that is for Brahmins, not just for people out there. And the topic is that the topic that they had in Manchester and in Leeds was the jigsaw puzzle of life, the missing piece, and not just P-I-E-C-E. P-E-A-C-E. And so it was a play on the words. But the gatherings are very beautiful. But the missing piece for Brahmins is, what is it? The more we know the self, the more we're able to know Baba. And so although, yes, we come to Baba and there's the course and first day, we know the self instant, but yet to truly know the self, so that then I can be the way that Baba wants me to be, this was again a very powerful reminder. And in fact, the stimulus for the program was again interesting. It was a gathering of women who come together from many different faiths to talk about and think about coming closer to each other to move towards peace. And so again, a very powerful gathering, but a powerful platform for Babadev. Om Shanti.
And one important thing, so Daddy spoke a lot on honesty, but one sweet thing that necessary thing that he wanted to tell, when she was in Madhuban, 1200 teachers were there, very good gathering, and Baba's message was shared there. That Dadi Gulsai had brought. And you know that they've started building a building in this place called Mukti Mata. There used to be a temple there, but that complex is now going to be called Manmohini Complex, so a new building being built there. And so previously, they have been calling it Manmohini Park. So just as Baba Bhavan was being built, renovated, and here, when these two buildings were built, we had Amritvela meditation here and meditation through the day. And so Dadi said, have such a little hut there. And Daddy would come there whenever possible, especially on Thursdays, to have meditation there. Whether others come or not, she would definitely come. And so to have Baba's picture in a little hut, and she would meditate there. And so this time when 20,000 people had come, Shantivan had become such that everywhere you look, there were tents. Even in Dadi's meeting hall, that place was given for accommodation. So outside there were tents, and so people's laundry, drying here and there. And I said to Ramesh Bhai that, look, now we must make this complex very quickly. So there's a complex, Manmohini complex, being built for 5,000 people to stay, new accommodation. So at first it wasn't such a big plan, and then after this meeting it was decided it should be for 5,000, and so there should be a dining room, reception, transport area. Not that they should come to Shantivan first and drop people off there and then go off to that complex, but that new complex should have all these things. So Nirai Bhai said to me, tell them, you tell them at the teachers' meeting. And so Daddy spoke to the teachers there, and so Baba, and in our lives is Baba, and our life is a life of service. And so, as Baba said in the Murli yesterday, it's not that Baba gives, but Baba does everything to make the children comfortable. After Baba became avyakt, then Om Shanti Bhavan was built. Even meditation hall was built.
Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan Kitram Bara.
After Baba became avyakt, and then ORC, and Shantivan, ORC, all of these places, and that's with the penny from here and there that has made the lake full. And so this will happen, so at least clap that it will happen, because it's our thought and feeling from the heart that everyone should be comfortable. Bharatvasis, world family, we are one. And so that these two brothers, Nirer Bhai and Richmond Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, were all sitting there. And so
there were mangoes of the season that had just come to Dadi. One mango, 100 rupees at the time. And so the construction people were there and the brothers were there. And so Dadi said that she wants to give one mango to each one of them. And tankers upon tankers of water for 20,000 people to be comfortable, not just for food and drink, but water for washing clothes, for cleaning, for bathing, all of this. And so during Baba's season, the work of construction of that complex had stopped because the attention was on looking after the 20,000, and so total attention was on that. And so I said that, okay, in the next 6 months, all of this Baba's work of construction should finish. Dadi Gulzar was there, Nirerpai was sitting there with me. And so why Dadi Gulzar is there, she doesn't actually... Ishu Dadi is with Big Dadi. She doesn't speak very much, but she has full accounts of what's coming in, what's being collected, and whatever anybody gives, it goes to Ishuben. And Baba, Dadi have enabled the Yagya, Dadi Ji have enabled the Yagya to reach this extent. And so Charuben is here, Dadi is here till May. And Charuben knows all about this business, and whatever anybody wants to use in that cause, then they can see Charuben. And she, Dadi Ji, was talking to Dadi Janki. Dadi Janki said to Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Ji, it'll happen, you'll see how it all happens. And Dadi was reassuring Dadi Ji that everyone's comfortable, though they're intense right now, but everything will be fine, you'll see in the future. Very good accommodation. So that was important news that he wanted to share.
We had Dadi visit Covent Garden, and it was one of those scenes where you never know how it's going to work, and it just filled into the seams. And I think the thing that Dadi underlined for everybody, there'd been a few things, but one of them had been, it's because there's a great deal of love that somehow everybody becomes still internally and is able to accommodate everybody else. And I think that left a very deep impression on me, because often when you're in the hurly-burly of things, you find a few sharp edges that Dadi had been talking about earlier come up and appear, just simply because it's such a fast pace and movement and things are moving very, very quickly. And it really taught me very deeply just to check to what extent is there that sense of love, deep love, that creates a stillness within the self, but also allows accommodation to occur naturally. And one of the exercises she'd been giving everybody on Thursday evening had been the exercise of investigating deeply what's within you. What have you stored away? What's hidden away within you? And then to check to what extent, during your investigation, is there that peace, is there that love, is there that happiness, and the five qualities that Dadi would normally speak of. And to the extent that this, you're investigating and you're discovering those, to that extent the soul begins to fill up with those things. And then the ego, the attachment, the greed that Dadi spoke about this morning, she'd been taking up on Thursday. But you become free of that. You lighten up instantly. And so I guess those are the two things that have struck me this week, having spent some time with Dadi. Om Shanti.
Ready.